Democrats have opened their convention in the U.S. state of Philadelphia. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is set to be officially announced as the Democratic Party's nominee for the November presidential election. The inauguration came after a day of turmoil within the Democratic Party over leaked emails regarding primaries and caucuses. The emails released by whistleblower website WikiLeaks have suggested that the party leaders favored Clinton over her rival Senator Bernie Sanders in their race for the White House. The uproar led to the ouster of the Democratic National Committee leader. The committee leaders have also formally apologized to Sanders over the emails, calling the remarks inexcusable. Meanwhile, Sanders' supporters continue to disregard his call for a vote for Hillary Clinton, saying they will not vote for her. Sanders supporters are outraged over his endorsement of Hillary Clinton, but Sanders insists that his followers should vote for Clinton to block their Republican nominee Donald Trump from becoming president. The U.S. senator is calling for a united front against Trump, whom he calls a demagogue. Joining us now via Skype from Indiana is E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Jones. Now, what do you make of these this bulk of data that's been released by WikiLeaks regarding those emails? As we've just said, the DNC committee leader has resigned from her position. But do you think that the public understands how deep this runs?
Well, the emails are all, the ones that I saw, they're all about buying influence in the Democratic Party. These are all emails from big donors. You have staff members relaying the request of the donors upward to get favorable access for their money. It's basically a demonstration that everything that Bernie Sanders said about the country is true. We don't have a system in the United States that's one man, one vote. We have a system that's $1, one vote. And I think the majority of the American people have awoken to this fact, and the majority of the people are now in protest mode. The protest candidate for the Republicans was Donald Trump. He was so powerful in the primaries, the Republicans could not stop him. The protest candidate in the Democratic Party was Bernie Sanders. But now these emails are revealing that Debbie Wasserman Schultz connived with Hillary Clinton to deny him the nomination. I think he won the nomination. I think he won the California primary, but I think he was cheated out of it. And so what you're seeing there is the anger of the people, of his supporters, who feel he was cheated out of the nomination. But I think it's also the anger of the American people who feel that their country is not ruled democratically. It's ruled by oligarchs with a lot of money.
Indeed, but Dr. Jones, what we're seeing right now, specifically in the mainstream media, is diverting that conversation from the democratic constructs of the United States to who leaked these emails. Was it Russia? Does Russian President Vladimir Putin have something against Hillary Clinton? Things like that. What do you make of that?
Well, the media are owned by the oligarchs. Everybody knows that. They are the people that want Hillary Clinton elected. There are two choices now. Hillary Clinton is the candidate for the status quo, for the oligarchs, for maintaining an unjust system, and Donald Trump is the protest candidate. No matter how inconsistent he is, aside from his personality, he is the protest candidate. There's no way of getting around it. So, yeah, the mass media are all against Trump, and they're all for Hillary Clinton. That's why they're diverting your attention to minute details here.
And before I let you go, Dr. Jones, of course, then the question is, how far are these emails, these leaked emails, going to go in making any form of change?
Well, I think that she's hurting. First of all, she's got an incredibly negative baggage. There's a recent documentary that's come out of her in Libya. She was orchestrated the murder of Muammar Gaddafi. She's a war criminal in a just world. She should be tried at The Hague. She's got the emails. She violated her own rules. And now this is coming out. She violated the rules of the Democratic Party. So it's all adding up to just something very negative. I don't think Bernie Sanders supporters are going to vote for her. I don't think there is any unity in the Democratic Party.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Dr. E. Michael Jones, the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us via Skype from Indiana. Dr. Jones, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Price TV.